The debate panelists rarely asked the same question of all five Democratic contenders, but each candidate did get to lay out some themes about reducing unemployment and improving the economy. Democratic frontrunner John Kerry defended his votes for North American and Chinese trade deals and complained that worker and environmental safeguards aren't being enforced. Kerry says he'd give the deals a second look.
I will order a 120-day review of all of our trade agreements. We're going to see what's working, what isn't. I will not sign a trade agreement like the Central American Free Trade Agreement or the Free Trade of Americas Act that does not now embrace enforceable labor and environment standards.
Kerry says he would create jobs with a $50 billion business incentive package. Senator John Edwards wants a venture capital fund to create work. He does not like NAFTA and the exporting of jobs.
This is something I will take very personally. I will stand up and fight every way I know how to protect these jobs because I have lived with this in my entire life.
Howard Dean says the trade agreements were justified, but he says only half the problem has been solved.
We globalized the rights of big corporations to do business anywhere in the world. We did not globalize human rights, labor rights, and environmental rights, and we need to do that.
Dean says when he was governor of Vermont, he balanced budgets and created jobs. Candidate Dennis Kucinich says NAFTA would be no more.
My first act in office as President of the United States will be to cancel NAFTA and the WTO and return to bilateral trade conditioned on workers' rights, human rights, and environmental quality principles.
Candidate Al Sharpton says he would also cancel NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. He says some countries helped by trade programs use slave labor to keep U.S. retail costs low.
It is against our interests. It is outright indecent to work people around the world at those wages to justify Kmart prices.
Sharpton wants a $250 billion job creation program that would in part rebuild the nation's highways, bridges, and ports. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.